Governor Sean Parnell spoke to the Resource Development Council in Anchorage this morning, marking his first large public appearance since winning the election. Parnell seemed excited and energized to talk about resource development in Alaska, as well as introducing some of his new cabinet appointees. Parnell said his administration, along with the legislature, has changed the investment climate to create incentives for the exploration business. He said an announcement yesterday showed how tax changes in the state resource system can help grow the economy.
Buccaneer Alaska Drilling and its subsidiary Kenai Offshore Ventures announced their intentions to acquire and put to work a jackup rig in Cook Inlet. One key element is an expected increase in employment on the Kenai Peninsula. I think that's good news for South Central. And additionally, today an announcement was made by Link Energy that they completed drilling an exploration well in the Cook Inlet Basin and encountered a number of gas-bearing horizons. That means there's more work there for Alaskans as well. All good news.
Parnell said studies in the outer continental shelf area of the Arctic have been conducted by Shell and others for years, and more would be needed before actual development happened in those waters. He said the state can't let the federal government continue to say no to OCS development.
Yesterday, I returned from Washington, D.C., where I met with Shell's CEO, its president, and members of the executive committee of its board to let them know that the state of Alaska remains open for business, to let them know that the state of Alaska will continue to pursue the fight to overturn the Department of Interior's moratorium on Arctic OCS drilling. We need these jobs. We need domestic energy production for this country.
Governor Parnell also announced the first of his selections to head up his cabinet positions. He listed each person's accomplishments first. His pick to head up the Department of Natural Resources is current Attorney General Dan Sullivan.
His work as U.S. Assistant Secretary of State focused on international energy issues. He's led and managed the 200-employee State Department Bureau of Economic Energy and Business Affairs, and I'm told served as the primary negotiator for the president. That would be President Bush. At the G8 summits. Beyond that, this person has been my lead in fighting the federal government to permit resource development across this state, and I've personally seen his skill at bringing diverse agency teams and industry players together to resolve differences.
Parnell chose Mark Lukin, a current deputy in the department, as the new commissioner for the Department of Transportation, highlighting his experience in national management and the military.
He's an Air Force Academy graduate. He holds two master's degrees, decorated and retired U.S. Air Force F-15 pilot, someone who understands aviation's rightful place in Alaska's history and our future. He also shares my views that roads, particularly roads to resources, create opportunities for economic growth. And he understands the marine highway system in Southeast and across our coastal communities. He understands that that is the highway system for our coastal communities. It's a vital link there.
Parnell said he's calling on Cora Campbell to be acting Commissioner of Fish and Game. Campbell is currently the governor's representative on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. Parnell says he wants to see more integration of fishery research in the future.
How refreshing would it be to consider that fish are part of an integrated system, that they actually swim from river to ocean back to river? How reasonable would it be to presume that sport fish biologists and commercial fish biologists should really share data and arrive at something close to the same counts with that data if we can improve some communication and coordination.
Parnell said he wasn't singling out Fish and Game, saying state government departments often work in silos.
But as I've talked with many Alaska fishing groups across the months, I've heard a lot of frustration about, for example, two divisions with conflicting missions. That's Comfish and Sportfish. And I'm going to task ADF&G's fisheries leadership team with exploring ways to coordinate and perhaps consolidate these two divisions to find efficiencies, to communicate, and ensure that everyone is working towards the same goal, managing Alaska's fisheries for abundance and opportunity.
Parnell chose former Murkowski administration communications director Becky Haltberg to head up the Department of Administration. Susan Bell will stay on as Commissioner of Commerce and Economic Development. Parnell said he hopes to announce more appointees early next week.